It is 7:33 p.m. on Monday, May 16th, 2016. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bostini, you need to call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you'd like to come forward, sign in if you haven't already. The paper flies all around. And state your name and address.
Hey, hi, my name is Lindsay Baxter. I live at 1220 East End Avenue. And I'm here tonight to bring up the idea of establishing a shade tree committee for Edgewood Borough. I serve as a tree tender. I have for a number of years. And I was really surprised when I found out that most of our neighboring municipalities have a shade tree committee or commission, and that we don't, whenever we have such a beautiful urban canopy that's such a core part of our identity of our community. Furthermore, Edgewood is so recognized, I think, as being forward-thinking in terms of stormwater management. I know there's certification through Sustainable Pittsburgh, so I think a shade tree commission could be, or excuse me, committee could be very complementary to those efforts. And there's a few other residents that are here today. In probably a year ago, we asked different residents if they would support this idea, and over 25 people contacted me supporting their interests. So we've discussed the idea a bit with Julie and with Councilman Wilson in the past, but it's been dormant for several months. We'd like to bring it back to the forefront. And I just want to emphasize that I don't think any of us here envision this being some sort of like watchdog or trying to push the borough to do something. More so, we want to support the efforts that are already taking place. And I know there's been some concern that groups like this and other municipalities have had too much control in trying to prohibit activities on private property or halting the efforts of the borough when there are emergency prunings or tree removals that need to take place. So we want to be very clear that we would want this to be an advisory council only, that it would not have that type of authority in any way, shape, or form. But whenever trees do need to be removed for an emergency situation, or due to insects or disease, this could be an arm to help communicate that to the neighbors in that area, to help them have information and resources on how they could plant new trees in their own yard, what types of species would be most appropriate for an urban neighborhood like ours, so we avoid future conflicts with utility lines, with underground utilities. So I think today we're just here to bring the idea up and to ask you to please engage in a conversation with us around whether that's a possibility to form something like that. So thank you.
Anyone else? Lindsay, I did receive your proposal, and I can speak to it. Did the rest of council get this?
They did not.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, but we can distribute it.
Ms. Baxter sent a Edgewood Shade Tree Committee proposal to Ms. Bastianini, and I had an opportunity to look over it. I think it's a well-written proposal. Talks about the purpose of the Edgewood Borough Shade Tree Committee, serving as an advisory group to assist the borough with preserving and managing its urban forest. Specific activities shall include and to act as a resource to the borough and residents on proper cultural and urban forestry, easy for me to say after dinner, principles and practices. To assist the borough in identifying and applying for funding programs, including but not limited to tree revitalization grants, coordinating efforts related to trees and other community organizations, including the Edgewood Foundation, promoting tree planting and care through outreach and education, which may include such activities as writing articles for the borough and Regent Square Civic Association newsletter, offering committees related to trees at public events such as Edgewood Community Day, to serve as the liaison to the Nine Mile Run Watershed Association on tree care related activities, participate in development of the tree management plan with the borough and its contracted tree care service, advise the borough when renewing the existing contract or establishing a new contract with a tree service. The role would be advisory. The ultimate selection, of course, would be in compliance with all applicable bids. Help the borough to prepare for potential threats to its trees, such as pests and disease, and assist in code updates that pertain to the borough's tree stock. The recommendation in your proposal was that it would be a 5 to 7 member committee with a certified arborist, ideally an employee of the borough's tree care service, one representative from borough council or public works, and the remaining residents of Edgewood Borough. And as you indicated, Ms. Baxter, about the committee wouldn't have the authority to restrict planting or pruning on private property, and talked about, you know, in the event of an emergency to contact the committee. So I read over this and did some homework, as I tend to do. And we work with the foundation, we partner with the foundation on buying trees and replacing trees. We are members of the Nine Mile Run watershed, as you know, and also the Civic Association. I think having resident participation in the care of our resource is extremely important, and I commend you on the proposal. There's a couple things that I'm just going to throw out, and I will tell you that I am going to send this proposal to community services instead of public works, because of the community work with other groups such as the foundation, and also trying to interact also with the Garden Club. At the newcomers meeting last week, the Garden Club was the representative there was talking about looking actually at our urban forest and that resource. And Dr. Petrol is here. He's chair of our community service. I'm just sending something your way for a discussion about a shade tree committee, and working with residents about that. And we'll go over that. So that's why I'm going to send it to community services as opposed to public works. The thing that I'd like you to think about for us is the number that you propose, 5 to 7. I would probably recommend that it be no more than 5 people on a committee. It's really hard to get a large group of people to meet, particularly volunteers, and also to have everyone on the same page. And one of the things that as what council looks at in order to have any formal committee or commission is sustainability. And when you have a large volunteer committee, official committee with a set number that's relatively large, it's hard to get people to stay with that committee. The other thing that would be one of the things that I'm just throwing up to think about with respect to a size of a committee. The other thing that I would also I was thinking about was your that the committee being an advisory committee. I like that, and I think, you know, from a council perspective and governance, I think that that's helpful to have advisory committees as opposed to shade tree commissions, because of the liability issues that happen with borough assets and governance and so on. One of the things that would be helpful for us is for you to think about, God bless you, would be for you to also think about the requirements for residents to be on that committee. You're a tree tender, so I know you work with tree revitalization. They have the tree tenders. Did my homework, told ya. You know, so you're a tree tender, and so you've had instruction. I don't know what your background is. You could be an arborist, I don't know. But when you have residents who are going to act as an advisory capacity, particularly in an area such as this, it would be helpful for us to kind of have you help us with what kind of recommendations or criteria would be important for residents to have, a commitment, you know, training, that kind of thing. Because if you're going to advise others other than loving trees, and I grew up with Yul Gibbons, so, you know, I love trees. Other than saying you love trees and you want to help the urban forest, if we're going to have an advisory committee, we need to be able to count on good advice. Okay? That was one of the things that I'd like you to think about when the community service meets. The other thing that part of the difficulty with us, when I looked at tree revitalization, and I know that grants are prioritized, and one of the things that happens to us is whenever, Edgewood in particular, is when you look at
the average income.
Good news is we have a higher average income. Bad news is that usually cuts us from being considered for grants where we don't have to pay half or pay for tree, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that we struggle with as a municipality. The good news is that, you know, we're good in when it comes to the average income, but we don't get the benefits that some of our sister communities do, and I'm glad that they do get those benefits, but for us, it means that we have to pony up money and make sure that that's in the budget.
We wouldn't qualify for those.
Yeah, so we wouldn't qualify for those in particular. We would be really low priority on that. So I would, and in working with the borough manager and with council, knowing like what our governance struggles are with respect to that is also helpful, which we would go over in committee. But I wanted to throw that out to all of you who are here in supporting this idea. The other thing is that I think it's a great idea to have citizens involved, and one of the things that that we would also appreciate would be citizen input on helping us to revise our tree ordinance, which was from 1972, and things have changed since then. The idea of governance and private property and citizens' rights of ownership of their property, you know, we're very sensitive to. We'd also like to revamp the tree ordinance because I think that more could be said about the importance of our trees with respect to stormwater management. And so that by working together with community service and also our general government committee with input, we would be able to revamp that ordinance and have it be current and have it be enforceable and also have it be appropriate for where we are in 2016 and beyond with respect to the environment as it is now and governance as it is now. So So I hope that that helps all of you to understand that we take this suggestion seriously, and that community service, you know, I'm going to give it to Dr. Petrola, who just walked in and missed the beginning part of this, and I apologize for that. But I'll give him all the papers, and Mr. Wainwright, who's general government, is also, I believe, on community service. So there's a blending of members of the different committees and involvement, and Mr. Wainwright's kind of our ordinance writing extraordinaire here. So that will be a positive exchange. So I think it may be a great idea. I don't know what shape that committee will take in the end, but I think it's a dialogue that's worth having. I think that this council embraces citizen involvement, and also we want to continue to practice good governance and make sure that we don't have things for things' sake, but when we make a decision, that it's a sustainable decision so that everyone's time and talents are used for the greater good, if you will.
Thank you for such a thoughtful response.
So this was my weekend homework. So if you'll give Dr. Petrola, you know, some time to go through that, and then we have your email address, and he'll call a community services committee meeting.
And I'll let you know when that meeting is scheduled, so that you guys can.
We publish, and you know, it'll be on the website. But I wanted to let you know that why I was putting it there, and that sometimes it seems like ideas languish. It's not necessarily so. Like everything else, we have to prioritize things. Getting streets done, and you know, those kind of things kind of took. You know, paying our taxes off and stuff. So I'm glad that you brought it up again, and we'll work together on that as council. Does that sound all right, council? Okay. Anyone else have anything that they want to share with council at this time? Well, I'm glad, and we're all glad that you're here, so that you can see your government in action. And if there isn't anything else, with that, then we'll continue on. You all received the minutes of April 18th in your packets. Is there anything that you want to have revised in the minutes before Mr. Wainwright makes his motion?
I move to approve the minutes of April 18th, 2016.
Questions or comments? Bustini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. You also received May 2nd minutes in your packet. Is there any updates or changes, revisions prior to the motion so that we can do it all in one fell swoop?
May 2nd, 2016.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
Authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $380,314.16, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $644.91 for for a total of $380,959.07.
Questions or comments?
I'll save my comments for my report.
Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Getting into committee reports, Mr. Wainwright.
Expenses this time were, for the most part, routine. The biggest expense was paying back the TAM loan. There's a motion on our agenda for that. We borrowed $350,000 to pay borough expenses prior to receiving real estate income taxes before they come in. We paid approximately $2,000 to borrow $350,000, so it's a pretty good rate. Now it's paid off and we're done for the year.
After the motion passes.
After the motion passes.
And I weep with joy.
and that's all.
Any questions for Mr. Wainwright? General government, thank you very much. Police, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The report after the unit seems pretty average. The one unfortunate thing that sort of stands out for me is we did have one robbery at the Edgewood Town Center. Chief, is there any further updates on that?
No.
That concludes my report.
Anything for the mayor? And also, Mr. Mayor, as always, you are more than welcome to participate in our committee action, particularly, I know you're, we go back with the tree hug in there, Mayor, so if when the meeting's called, we would appreciate your participation.
Understood. Thank you.
Public safety, Mr. Wainwright.
Oh. No, sorry.
Public
about
safety
that.
Is Mr. Fuller. Sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Fuller.
Oh, it's going to be the Mr. Wainwright show tonight,
Jeez.
But no.
Public safety did not meet.
All right. Public works.
Did not meet.
Community service.
There was the newcomer that didn't make it, unfortunately. So I was in there.
Yes.
It was a nice turnout.
There were, I think, what? About
seven new residents.
There were some of my neighbors who were new who wanted to be there but couldn't, so they'll make it to the next one. And that's where we heard about the garden club wanting to work more with the trees and Nima runs. So
I think they felt very welcomed.
I think along those lines. Let me look through this stuff a little bit, and then we'll set a date. Job where you guys are at.
Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Personnel did not meet.
Community development, Dr. Wallace.
Did not meet, but there's definitely some development which we need to talk about next week or before the next meeting to report back. But I think I need the mayor to have some comments or some participation. So maybe a better time might be before or after a meeting.
So you need that for me?
I think so, because we may have had a divergent path on with the latest development of Kmart closing from what we were doing. I don't think so, personally, but I just want to talk to you about that.
So parcel D. Also, I did turn over my files, Mayor Cook, on the Port Authority to Dr. Wallace. Because I was reading that the city and county are trying to get, pretty city transportation money or some fund, federal funding, and why not us?
Right. Well, it goes back to, and I think I need to talk to Justin about that too, with community services and development. Julie and I talked about a plan before and approaching the Port Authority, but we never did that officially. And that's another reason why I think your input is pretty valuable for the next community.
So I gave them the history, all the historical stuff that I had in my basement.
So that is going to be developed or, scheduled. We're just trying to work that out, but we don't have a date yet.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Personnel, Mr. Fuller. Pension, Mr. Bright?
Pension did not meet. However, we're meeting tonight.
Okay, after?
After the
meeting. Okay. Three Rivers and Connect, Ms. Bastianini?
Connect is meeting this Thursday in its executive session. We did have the Connect Congress, I believe, since the last time I reported to council. It was a well-attended Congress. We passed some good resolutions. We have copies of that that I believe went out to council, and looking forward to a good year ahead, moving forward on sewers and transportation. And that's all I have for Connect.
And Three Rivers, Alcosan has agreed to continue with funding, and I think all of you should have received elected official newsletter from Three Rivers, and also the manager's newsletter from them as well with respect to trainings and what's going on federally and locally. Solicitor's report, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President. We need to have an executive session to discuss a potential litigation matter. No action will be taken.
All right, thank you. Ms. Bastianini, manager's report.
Thank you, Madam President. Alcosan is in the midst of cammering the borough sewer lines that are proposed for transfer. We talked about this happening, but they got out last week and started their work. So far, it's going well, and we anticipate that they'll be completed within the next few works. They're contracting with Red Zone to do this work, so if you see anybody with Red Zone gear on, that's what they're out there doing. They're mostly staying out of the roads because the lines that they're looking at transferring run along 9 Mile Run, so they have been in some people's backyards, but they all received notice. Some updates on road salt. Cargill Inc. has agreed to extend its contract with Shaycog for the road salt for the 2016-17 season. In an unexpected but welcome surprise, they also decided to hold the price study for next year.
Wow.
Based on the contract language and the consumer price index, they were allowed to increase it by about 62 cents a ton, but it's a good faith effort. They decided not to do that. So next year we will be paying the same as we paid this year for salt, which is $69.29 per ton. Also, the mild winter season that we just had in 15-16 means that the borough has not yet met its 80% minimum salt purchase requirement. So if you all remember, at the beginning of the season, we give an estimate for how much salt we think we're going to use. We have to buy 80% of that salt. We can buy no more than 125% of that salt. So we still have about 60 tons we have to purchase to meet that. It's in the budget. We certainly can afford it. Our problem was more storage, and we are not alone. We were not the only ones. So Cargill understands that many municipalities had this and don't have the extra storage space, and so they have generously decided to allow us to extend our date. We were supposed to buy all of that salt by June 30th, according to the contract. They've extended that to December 31st. So we have until December 31st to buy those 60 extra tons of salt, which is wonderful news for us, especially since we plan to build a new salt storage facility this summer. So that's our plan for right now, is that we're going to hold off until the new salt facility is built. Then we're going to order that extra salt. And then next year, we can decrease the number of tons that we need. So we're happy that Cargill has allowed us to extend that through December. I'm sorry.
We're going to need a bigger salt facility.
No, we'll be good. We currently have about 50 kids signed up for T-ball and softball.
Wow.
The deadline for registration was today. So if you know anyone who's interested, please have them turn in their application by lunchtime tomorrow. So that way we can get everybody's shirts and gear ordered. And that's all I have for my manager's report.
I do also want to report that we had a committee of the whole meeting last Monday. It was on street safety, where we reported to residents our efforts. The police chief and the borough manager gave a demonstration on our little slick device that measures speed for us, and we reviewed the data on the streets that we had monitored, which was Greendale, Race, and Maple, and Edgewood Avenue thus far. I think that the information was well received by the residents who came to the meeting, and also I think that we all learned a lot, and we'll continue on with that program. So there wasn't any decision made or anything. It was just an update for Committee of the Whole. And
the Parks Ordinance that's on the agenda.
Oh, and we talked about the Parks Ordinance that was that's on the agenda for this evening. So I did want to report on that. New business. Any new business?
We have some meetings to schedule.
Meetings to schedule, but not. Nothing.
Okay. Nothing on. So we'll think about that, and shall we go to committee action? Let's go to committee action. Let's have a motion to hire part-time DPW summer employee, Mr. Fuller.
I move to hire Jordan Barnes as a part-time summer employee for the Public Works Department. He will be paid $8 an hour.
Questions or comments?
Jordan is entering his senior year of college. We're happy to have him with us for the summer. We also have an employee returning from last year, so that gives us two part-time summer employees. We're still looking for another one. If anyone knows of anyone 18 years of age or older who wants to work for Public Works for the summer.
Do they have to have a driver's license?
We prefer it, but if they don't have one, we've made it work in the past.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Ordinance number 1056, the first reading, Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, Ordinance 1056, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Article 3, Chapter 147. Now, therefore, be it ordained and enacted by Council for the Borough of Edgewood, and is hereby ordained and enacted by the authority of the same as follows. Section 1, that Article 3 of Chapter 147 be added to read as follows. Section 147-7, closing of parks. All borough parks, including Canick Field and Dixon Park, shall be closed from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. Section 147-8, exceptions for certain types of public events. The mayor, at the mayor's discretion, or borough council by motion, may authorize and approve exceptions to the closing requirement set forth above for certain types of public events. Section 147-9, violations and penalties. Any person, firm, or corporation who shall violate this part upon conviction thereof shall be sentenced to a fine of not more than $600 plus costs, and in default of payment of said fines and costs, to a term of imprisonment not to exceed 30 days. Section 2, that all ordinance or parts of ordinances inconsistent or conflicting with the provisions of this ordinance be and the same are hereby repealed insofar as they affect this ordinance ordained and enacted 6th day of June 2016.
Second.
Questions or comments?
The guy that runs through the park after midnight all the time.
I'd like to have some comments on this. I know now is probably not the appropriate time. When is the appropriate time?
Well, ordinarily the appropriate time is whenever it's prior to when we have items from the floor.
Sure.
However, you were late, and I understand that.
My comments might take more than 5 minutes, so like I can do it outside the meeting. I just want to know when, like, should I send an email or set up a meeting with somebody? What would be appropriate?
It's the first reading, so
it's the first reading, so you'll be able to comment. You'll be able to comment at the next meeting, if you.
Sure, I'm just afraid that I would have only 5 minutes, and my comments might take longer than that. So I would like to have a separate time to talk about it.
Okay,
that's all. You can always send an email to Julie, and she'll distribute it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Anything else? The rationale for having this is that we did not have a time that in our ordinance for park closure. We did not want to have people sleeping overnight in the parks for safety purposes, but we recognize that we have a sleepover at the park with the foundation. And also that, you know, community day prep and cleanup and so on sometimes goes beyond. So where most parks elsewhere, it's from sundown to sunrise. One of the discussions that we had in the committee of the whole meeting was to make it at midnight to allow residents, you know, to walk the track or do whatever they wanted to do, but also to make sure that there wasn't a rowdy group of folks past midnight because of the residents who live around the parks as well, and for their safety so that they didn't have to worry about people coming and going around their homes. So that's why that 12 o'clock, it was moved to 12 o'clock. This is the first reading of an ordinance. There'll be a motion afterwards if this first reading is approved to advertise the ordinance, and then there'll be an opportunity for the public to speak to the ordinance at the next meeting. But that was the rationale for this particular ordinance. Did I get that straight there, Mr. Wainwright?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Ms. Bastianini, you need to call.
So there's a discussion with council.
Pardon?
There's a discussion with council on reading the first motion.
Right.
So I was just speaking with John. So the fee is, I think, pretty hefty compared to our other fee schedules. So if you park on the street, you get $12-$15, but walking in the park is $600.
It says not more than.
Okay.
Well,
like the 30 days. 30 days more important than the $600.
This is standard language. Yeah. It's standard for most of our code violations, aside from traffic citations.
So our code violations are up to $600.
Yes.
Okay. And that's pretty much determined by the magistrate.
It is. That's correct. So if we were to cite someone under this ordinance, they would go in front of the magistrate, and the magistrate would decide the fee.
What was there already, which is why I picked it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's not changing with the new ordinance.
But it's not to say that it can't change.
Correct.
And that's, you know, why we're having this discussion now, and giving council time to think about it as well.
Without looking at the borough code, I believe the borough code says that for violations of ordinances, for most ordinances, is $600. And for, like, nuisance ordinances and bad stuff, it's $1,000. So this is actually the lower amount. And as has been pointed out, it's up to the magistrate to determine that. I can't believe that the magistrate would fine somebody $600 for walking in the park, but, you know, it would depend upon the circumstances. So.
The other thing is that, you know, with the chief being here, you know, I mean, we spent a whole committee meeting about street safety, and the whole idea is to change people's behavior. It's not been our, if someone's walking through the park, the police would give that person a warning and escort them through the park. If someone's pitching a tent and putting their stove together and intend to stay overnight in the park, that's a whole different thing. So, you know, part of the ordinances are laws, and the police department and the mayor are the ones that enforce the laws. We've never been one to, we're not out to get people, we're out to protect people. So that's, I think, the philosophy of the police department. It's definitely the philosophy of the borough. So someone walking.
I appreciate the solicitor's clarification, because I didn't know that that was our normal ordinance.
Yeah.
Any other concerns? And once again, you know, we can change this ordinance after, you know, I mean, that's why we read them and you get them and we advertise them and you know, think about them. So thought a whole weekend on trees, so. All right, Ms. Bastian, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the first reading of Ordinance 1056 passes. Motion to advertise Ordinance 1056, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to advertise Ordinance 1056.
Second.
Questions or comments?
We will advertise in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It will also be on the borough website and available for review in the borough offices.
All right. Ms. Bastian, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to lift the alcohol ban at Koenig Field for Pig Out Edgewood. Dr. Petrola.
I move to lift the ban on consumption and possession of alcoholic beverages by legal age adults at Koenig Field during the Edgewood Foundation's Pig Out Edgewood event on June 4th, 2016.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Is that BYO or just the purchase of alcohol?
Providing.
Yeah, I believe that with your ticket you get three drink.
Yeah, we're not selling it. It's right. It's a fundraiser. Mayor, do you want to speak to Pig Out Edgewood?
That's actually as much as I know about it.
This event's happening, and maybe Ms. Winslow knows more than I do, on June 4th, and the Edgewood Foundation is using it as a fundraiser. They will be slow roasting a whole pig in the batting cages starting at 7 a.m. that morning. Tickets are available at the Edgewood Borough website, and they will, I believe the event starts at 3 p.m., and for $25, you'll get pork, I guess, and some beer, and they also have hot dogs and pop for the kids. So it's a family event. All are welcome, but they are capping tickets at $100. So if you're interested in going, I would buy your tickets early.
And children are $10, I believe.
Yes.
So... because they're not going to be, they're going to be the designated walkers. but it is a fundraiser for the Edgewood Foundation, and it's a new fundraiser. Ms. Bastian, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And you will let the Edgewood Foundation people know. Thank you. Motion to hire General Code for codification. Mr. Wainwright.
Move to hire General Code to codify the borough's ordinances.
Second.
Questions or comments?
As we've discussed before, the borough used Key State Publishers for a number of years, and the founder and CEO of Key State Publishing passed away over the winter, and the company has since closed. So we need someone else to take over the codification of our ordinance and also to host our online ordinance. There's a number of different companies that do these services, but General Code is one of the most well-known that has a list of clients in Allegheny County. They actually function in, I think, 5 states. But a number of our neighbors use them and have 39 states.
In Canada.
and have given us good reports. We checked in to a few. It's $350 just for the transition for them to take our code and put it into their format. And the General Government Committee met and took a look at what the online code is going to look like, because that's really how most people access our ordinances now. So it was very important to us that they have a good online platform, and we believe that the e-code system provides that. So it's the recommendation that General Code be hired for this service.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastian, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And now the motion that makes all of us extremely happy. Motion to pay off the 2016 tax anticipation note, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to pay off the tax anticipation note in the amount of $352,055.96, effective May 17th, 2016.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I just wanted to thank Borough Council for all of your wise financial decisions that led to us securing such a good interest rate on this loan. We're also paying this off a little bit earlier than typical. We normally pay this off in mid-June or early July. So thank you to our residents for paying their taxes so that we can pay off the TAN note.
Any other questions or comments, Mr. Wainwright?
No, I don't think so. I think I covered it in my report, getting it out of the way early this year. So.
Well, and also, Ms. Bastianini, thank you for shopping around our TAN so that we could get a good interest rate, which I think is helpful for all of us, and it is a testament to prudence and frugality. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. We will be going into executive session to discuss potential litigation. There will not be any formal action following that. Is there anything that the general population who's here visiting, thank you so much for being here, would like to share prior to us going into executive session?
You said you needed another intern.
Yes.
I have someone in mind.
Wonderful. Great. There's an application on the borough website. If they could fill that out, they can email it to me, turn it in at the borough building, mail it in, whatever is easiest for them. We'd be happy to have them.
Madam President, I do have one thing that should have come under new business. Memorial Day weekend is...
Oh, that's right.
Next week, the 29th.
The 29th, then I would like to lift the parking ban. Friday the 27th through Monday the 30th. Does that all work, Chief? Good.
Also, I do want to, there traditionally had been a memorial service that was run by the Edgewood Presbyterian Church across Memorial Park. They didn't have it last year. But they are going to have it this year. It will be following the service, so around noon on the 28th, that Sunday. There's a prayer service and national anthem and just honoring the men and women of service. All are welcome to attend. It's a very short, and I hope that someone from council and our departments will be able to attend. I'll be back from church then, so I will not be able to make that service. But it is on Memorial Day, Sunday. Our next council meeting is June 4th. Oh, June 6th.
My birthday.
What? What, June 4th? We're having the pig roast for my... No. The next council meeting is June 6th at 7:30 p.m. Is there anything else prior to going into executive session? Then that's where we're going to go. Thank you all very much. Go Bucks, go Pens.